Hey, everybody, welcome in. Thanks for jumping in with us. You already know it's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and we have a very special program coming your way today. My guests today, they are Caleb Altmaier. He's the CEO of HRC. His dad, Randy Altmaier, one of the founders of the organization, is also with us. And HRC stands for Helping Rescue Captives. It's an anti-trafficking and support organization that exists to bring freedom and safety to those that have been exploited in the trafficking industry, and they bring prevention, education, and recovery services. It's a good thing. It's Christ-centered and very effective. And they do it because of Jesus Christ's love through the power of the gospel. So all that's coming your way right after this first break. We're going to take that right now, do a little business. So sit, stay. We'll be right back.
The Pondere Winery, located at 301 Cedar Street in historic downtown Sandpoint, would like to invite you in to taste our latest wine of the month, the 2022 Pinot Gris from the Crawford Vineyard in the Yakima Valley. We have photographer Travis Martucci displaying his beautiful artwork in our tasting room, and Lisa and her crew keep the cuisine options delicious and complement the wide variety of our award-winning wines. A full list of music for the month of August can be found on our website at powine.com. The Pondere Winery, sharing our passion for the past 28 years.
Is your cabin overflowing with more stuff than you need? Are your pole barns bursting? Are you too hot and cranky to put on a yard sale? Mountain Traders is here to help sell your goods and cool you off with a great dish of ice cream. Mountain Traders can sell everything from your trucks, RVs, furniture, books, tools, appliances, even your furry and feathered friends. Located on Highway 95 in Elmira, just 10 miles north of Sandpoint, visit mountaintraders.net.
Northern Idaho Power Sports wants to help you get outside this summer. Come check out their full line of CF Moto side-by-sides from the Z-Force Trail to the Get Your Work Done U-Force 1000. They can get your side-by-side winter ready with a snowplow and cab kit. They also carry CF Moto street bikes from the easygoing Rapio to the incredibly capable IMAX 800T adventure bike. No matter what you want to ride or have fun on, Northern Idaho Power Sports has you covered. Just 2 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95.
The Sandpoint Smash Demolition Derby returns to the Bonner County Fairgrounds Saturday, August 19th. It's an evening of car crashing, bumper bashing fun for the entire family. This year's event will also feature mini car and outlaw heats. Drivers will earn cash prizes as well as trophies provided by Woods Crushing and Hauling. Tickets on sale now only online at BonnerCountyFair.com. Get them now for the annual Demolition Derby Saturday, August 19th.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Join me as we say hello and welcome to Caleb and Randy Altmaier. They are the leaders of this organization, HRC. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You know, I want to start because I think the audience, a lot of our audience has seen, I hope, the Sound of Freedom movie. And I'm wondering if you believe that movie was successful and true in bringing understanding to the issue of trafficking.
Yeah, I think it does a phenomenal job of explaining what happens overseas with trafficking. Operation Underground Railroad and Tim Ballard's story. He was on the border, and his mission was actually to rescue kids that are not in the United States. And so I do know that story is real. I've known people that know him. Just an incredible story. And I think for us, we know it's been a success because we've had a lot of people contacting us wanting to learn more about trafficking in the United States, how they can get involved and help. And so we've actually had to bump up our training classes and add two extra training classes because we've had so many people contacting us wanting to learn more. And so we're very excited about the movie. I think it's given us a platform that we couldn't, you know, have asked for. And so, yeah, it's a very touching story. I think when you're in this work, you see little things that might be Hollywood, and then you see things that hit you even harder because you realize that happens every day in our organization, and we see the same stories. And so it was an interesting place to be in the theater and getting choked up multiple times.
You know, the thing that I thought when I was seeing the movie and then talking with friends afterwards was that it's one thing we are aware of the enslavery of and the specific sex trafficking of children and girls and boys and women, and then other kinds of slavery that goes on with the trafficking. But to see it, mm-hmm. to see it in an emotional setting, to see children, even though it was a movie, I think really brought awareness to people where they really were horrified at what they were seeing, even though it was treated with such grace and such taste on the screen.
Yeah, they did a great job.
It really brought it home, didn't it?
Yeah, I think for us too, just in our personal life, I think that's what shifted for us. I think the first time we started hearing stories of trafficking from someone that we deeply cared about, and maybe we'll get into that a little later, but it wasn't until I saw somebody that had been trafficked and just the tremendous trauma they had been through that something switched in my spirit, and I knew I needed to get into the fight to fight this horrendous evil. And I think there's definitely something that happens when you see it, and when you see the trauma, there's just an incredible thing that happens when you can see it. And I think that's why the movie has been so impactful.
Help our audience grasp the numbers or the depth of what's going on. I was reading, and again, I don't know if this is true, so I'm turning to you, that 600,000 to 800,000 people are crossing every year, are taken across borders for the purpose of trafficking. You know, that's just astonishing.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to be taking a trip to the border next month to actually get some good statistics and talk to some of the Border Patrol agents. We don't necessarily see that as much in our city. The women that we normally work with have been groomed and sold by people that they know in our communities. Mm-hmm. I think there might be a little bit of a misunderstanding between like human smuggling and human trafficking.
Okay, let's stop right there. Redefine those for our audience so we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so like human sex trafficking is versus smuggling. So smuggling is when they are trying to smuggle somebody over the border. When you're trafficking somebody, you're forcing them, coercing them to perform a commercial sex act for somebody else's benefit. So there is a lot of smuggling happening at the border and a lot of illegal crossing. And a lot of them end up becoming sex trafficked.
And or other kind, not that your organization is anti-sex trafficking, but there are other kinds of forced labor, I think, that's included in those big numbers. People being taken from, I don't know, Croatia into Italy to work illegally on farms. They're slaves.
Yeah, the main word that they will use is human trafficking. And so human trafficking is kind of like the parent word. And then underneath that will be labor trafficking and sex trafficking and all these different types of trafficking. So we specifically work with women and kids that are coming out of sex trafficking. But there is a lot of human trafficking happening.
All right. Yeah. So with regard to what HRC, and HRC stands for Helping Rescue Captives, tell us a little bit about, I mean, how do these people get in touch with you or that receive your services?
Yeah. So one of the things that when we first got started, we just, to be completely honest, weren't really sure about how bad the trafficking problem was. And so we had just heard of some stories from people we cared about that had been trafficked, and we had saw how much trauma they'd been through. And so we thought, let's open up a safe house, to be able to help these ladies. And we just opened up the home and started doing outreaches on the street, and word of mouth kind of got out. And we thought we'd have 3 to 4 women go through our house, and we had 21 go through our house in 9 months. And so that kind of opened up our eyes to how big the problem was. But the issue we had back then was we had no idea about how to deal with the trauma of the people that came to us, because in our mind we were thinking if they could just get out of the life, then everything will be better. And I think that was one of the things for me with the Sound of Freedom movie, at the end of the movie where the little girl, you know, gets rescued and she starts banging the drum and everything's better. Mm-hmm. And the reality is it's not the case.
Right.
She's been through so much trauma. She's probably going to end up in a program like one of ours, just to deal with all the trauma that she's been through for years. And so that was like the beginning of a journey for us to learn that we needed to do more long-term care and get case managers and counselors and kind of a real program. And so what we did was we jumped into a bunch of anti-trafficking networks in the nation. And so how a lot of the women we've been helping get a hold of us is they will be rescued in some city in the United States, and then they will go to one of these rescue agencies, and those rescue agencies will immediately start looking for long-term houses and long-term care for them, and then they contact us through the network.
So do you do so you receive women and children that have been rescued by other organizations, and then you are one of other organizations who bring them in, house them,
yeah,
train and transition them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's kind of how it works. When it comes to younger minors, there's other organizations that specifically focus with kids. The majority of the women, the people that we help are 17 and older.
Okay.
And I think actually about 80% of all traffic victims are adult women.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just looking at that. I've got 70% of forced labor, which includes sex trafficking or slavery, are women, and then a smaller percent of that are the children.
Yeah. However, most of the ladies we work with get into getting groomed when they're 13, 14, 15 years old. And so by the time we get them, they've been repeatedly raped like 10, 15 times a day for years.
It's just unthinkable. It's horrendous. What, I mean, I know this isn't the group that you serve, but I was just curious for the young people, say under 17, that are maybe kidnapped when they're 7, 8, 9, 10, are they reunited with their family straight away? Do they have to go through? I mean, I just can't.
It really
imagine.
Depends. So, do you mind me sharing a little bit how we got into the story
please
and
do.
Kind of? I think that'll maybe answer some questions, because that is a great question. So in 2013, 2012, I was running a youth center. And my father was still working at the Union Gospel Mission. He had been there for like 30 years. And in 2012, 2013, a neighbor girl of ours that we had grown up with when we were children, I always thought she was my babysitter, because she'd come over and just kind of watch us. But she was just a neighbor girl that would spend time with us. And my dad remembers her, obviously, and my mom does, because she would come over to her house all the time and spend time with us. And she came to the mission and told my father her story, and she begins to tell him that she had been trafficked from the age of 4. And that her parents were selling her. and that they were really into witchcraft and all these part of the rituals where they would sell her. And I think that was the first time it really opened our eyes to it. And to be honest with us, it was hard to believe. We were just like, seriously, there's this type of evil and parents would sell their kids. And she started saying the reason she'd come over to her house all the time was that because my family was the only safe family she knew, and she knew she'd be safe there. So, that kind of started to open our eyes, and I went and met with her and sat down and listened to her story. And that was the first time I really heard about trafficking. And then I went back to my youth center and I started talking to my coworkers, and this is where everything changed for me. When I started sharing the story, one of my coworkers started breaking down crying. And she told me that that was the exact same story that happened to her, and her father worked at a prison and would sell her to his prison guard buddies. And so then she told me the reason why when your father comes by to see you, I go into the other room was because he reminds me of that type of guy that my dad used to sell me to, because your dad boxes, he rides motorcycles, he's a man's man, he's, you know, in his 50s and 60s. So it was like that she would be triggered every time he'd come see me, even though I know my father to be, yes, he's a man's man, but he's also a very loving, caring, amazing father.
And loves the Lord.
Right.
For sure.
So that is when it really hit me, because after a few months of him coming, she realized he was safe. And I remember the first time she wanted to just give him a hug. And I remember it took about 30 minutes of her crying and being so terrified to just walk across the room and give him a hug. And he never moved. He stayed on the other side of the room and just held his arms out. And it took her 30 minutes.
Let her do.
To be able to just get a father's hug and just breaking down crying. And that for me was when it all shifted.
Yeah. You know, Randy, a question to you, Randy Altmaier, who's the father and I guess the founder of a lot of this that we're talking about. You know, when you and your family saw the need or the truth of what was going on with some of these young women, did you feel at the very beginning like it was hard to believe? Like, I'm sitting here knowing what I know, but I'm just like, her parents sold her, or dad sold her to his colleagues at work? I mean, did you go through that like, this cannot be true?
Well, in that particular situation, yes. I'd been around a lot of abused women. But when you get into where it's a witchcraft and they've seen people being sacrificed, and pretty soon you start wondering, what about the story? And, you know, a guy said to me one time that was taking care of her on the side, he said, sometimes, Randy, truth is harder to believe than fiction.
Yeah.
And that's something that stuck with me, because even though I had dealt with it, the pain that you see them go through, the reaction to certain sounds, certain people, those are things that you may have heard about it, you may know about it, and even when I go and pick some girls up to this day, when they go through certain phases of coming off of this stuff, it's still hard to imagine, like taking a bath over and over and over again to try and get clean, when in reality, you're only going to get clean in 5 minutes. So yes, those are things that are still, even when you deal with it, are hard, heartbreaking, and yet they're out there.
Yeah.
I think one of the worst stats that we deal with in this country is by the time a girl is 18, one out of three is going to be molested. And those stats were there when I was younger, but not to that degree.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We had the problem, but not to that level.
Yeah, I didn't grow up so much in that. I'm more in your age group, and I didn't grow up with that, or certainly not even that awareness. It is humbling. I'm just humbled to be with you guys, because I don't know how you deal with this day in and day out, be without the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus holding you up and all of your team, all of your colleagues up to address this issue and not just buckle under at the horror of it. our country is in. It's my understanding, Caleb, that America is one of the biggest traffickers, moving the people around and consuming
Yeah, I don't know about the moving so much, but we're definitely the main consumer. So over 50% of all the consuming of child pornography and traffic victims are United States.
It's America.
Yeah. And they consider it startling. They consider it America, Canada, and Greenland when they're doing that statistic. Okay.
That is startling, and that's awful. I also read that California, within the continental United States, they are the biggest consumer of pornography. I don't know if
I know that Washington was in the top 10, and we have now moved out, and we're about top 13. And I'm pretty sure, well, California has the most cases, and then if I remember right, Vegas has some, but per capita, it's Washington, D.C.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Why does that not surprise me? No, I need to think about that. Yeah. That's really disgusting. Pray for America, everyone. Pray fervent, effective, inner J.O. prayer for America. It's one of the things that we did at a women's prayer breakfast recently, was to ask the women to commit to faithful, fervent prayer for this nation that was dedicated to Jesus, dedicated. I mean, they used the Bible in schools, and now here we are, the biggest consumer by far of child pornography.
So to get back to that, so now knowing that story, one of the things that we do when we get a hold of, if a kid contacts us or their family, or a woman comes into our program, one of the things that we do is we immediately ask them who's safe and who's not.
Yes.
And you'll be shocked at the amount of people that say their parents are not safe. Mm-hmm. And so when you ask, do these kids go back with their parents? Sometimes, and sometimes the parents are the ones that
the very ones
that sell their children.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're up against it right now. We're going to do that. Don't go away. We have a lot more information for you and ways that you may want to become involved in any way with an organization like HRC.
The worst part of a sexual assault is not being able to cry for help, especially after it happens. Victims often blame themselves and are too embarrassed to tell anyone. And when it's young children who are abused, they don't want to tell on someone they love. Safe Passage works to eliminate the barriers that keep victims silent. Please, help us end sexual violence. Learn more or give at safepassageid.org.
It'll get more. Damn Love World Tour. August 2nd, Martin Wolfson Theater at the Fox. Damn money! Kip Moore with special guest Carter Faye. On sale now at foxtheaterspokane.org. Kip Moore. Live in concert. Produced by Live Nation.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled
by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, everyone. Welcome back in. We are talking today. What a privilege to talk with Randy. And he's the father, founder, and Caleb Altmaier. They are with HRC Ministries. That though, Caleb, as we were talking on the break, though you are located in Spokane, you serve North Idaho. And where are all the areas that you serve that you receive people in from?
Yeah, so we will get women from all over the United States, but the majority of calls that we get are going to be between the middle of Montana and the middle of Washington State. Wow. So there's another in our network. The closest two agencies are in Bellingham, which is above Seattle, and then Billings, Montana.
Okay.
So there is a huge gap in between that we kind
really,
of
yeah,
oversee.
From Montana, Boundary County, Bonner County, Coeur d'Alene, all the way through over, and then west of you.
Yeah, yeah. So we get quite a lot of calls from North Idaho.
Share with our audience your website and a good phone number if they want to call about, you know, services, or they want to call about, they want to support this ministry, or how can they be in touch with you?
Yeah, so it's just hrcministries.com. hrcministries.com is probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. And then our phone number would be 509-922-0939.
All right. It's hard to remember the phone numbers on the air, but if you go to hrcministries.com, that phone number is there. Email is there. There's just a lot of ways that you can reach out and be involved in this ministry. So let's break down the services that you do. Let's say you receive a referral from someone from an organization, and they have a gal that has been rescued, and she's coming into your facility. What happens? What are the first steps?
Yeah. So what usually happens is they will contact our agency, and then we have a whole department that works specifically with the women in the anti-trafficking arena. And so our director will typically, or her assistant will typically, get the referral and then talk to them, make sure it's a good fit, let them understand what they're coming into. And if they decide they want to proceed, then they will come into our house. There's usually a blackout period for a little bit of time to just let them kind of recover. And then they move into our program, which is up to 18 months. And so the first 6 months is really just about emotional safety and security. And so they'll do equine therapy. They'll go out and do art therapy. And the whole point of, and some classes, but most of the classes are really just about identity and just helping them realize that this isn't their identity, and letting them feel safe. It takes a while for them to just feel safe. And then they begin to move into the process of starting to reintegrate back into society and getting job skills training. And then eventually they end up getting a job, and then we continue to work with them. And then they'll move into more of our support groups, or they'll meet with different people. A lot of the ladies like meeting with my parents at their house, for their Bible study and support group. And so that's kind of how we've done that.
So the ladies that come in, they may or may not be followers of Christ, and that doesn't matter. They're just coming in for help.
Yeah.
You guys are the ones that are leaning on the Lord, and maybe they will come to the Lord at some point.
Yeah, most of them are not, but we just are up front with them that, hey, this is a faith-based program. However, most of them have seen some horrific stuff, and a lot of them are looking for a faith-based program. And so we just let them know what they're getting into right off the bat. And if they want something else, then we help them through our referral system get into a different program.
Yeah.
So we will always help them and give them support. But our long-term care program is definitely faith-based.
So the Learning Center, and you mentioned the classes. What are examples of some of the classes? And Randy, you can jump in on this also, but what are some of the actual classes? I mean, is it like literature, cooking, or healthcare?
More trauma-based classes.
Like counseling kinds of
classes? Yeah, so at the Learning Center specifically, there's two classrooms, and then there's a counseling center. So on Fridays, the women will meet with their counselor, and then they have a case manager. When they come in, there's still a lot of things that they might have to deal with in the community, or court cases, or dealing with their children, or needing medical help or medical care. So they get a case manager, and then they begin to move into just more of the actual classes that Anya will begin to teach and have different teachings on.
For example, looking with an eye to transitioning, like budgeting.
Yeah, there's definitely budgeting classes and interviewing for classes is in phase two.
Yeah.
I'll have to get out the list and show you all the classes, but that's what Anya and the team oversee. So I just know what the classes are based on. And the first 6 months, they're really based on just their identity and their safety and security. And then it shifts into more transitioning out into...
Well, let's talk about the transition phase, how they graduate as you if 18 months, what if they're not ready at 18 months? Or what happens with the transition, Randy?
Well, one of the things that we really have seen over the years happen is that when people, whether it's our program or any other program that people get through, if they don't have a family when they get out, their chances of going back are pretty big. And so one of the things that we want to do is, my wife and I do this, is we want to be a family. And so that is one of the things that I see that they say more than a lot of things is, we want a family. We never had a family. We weren't around healthy people. We didn't see how healthy people made choices, what they did. And so that is a big thing that we try to do. And I think the fruit of that is when our clients go, say, into another program and people see the family that they have, and then they go, I want to be a part of that.
Exactly.
And so that's when I think of transition, that's what I really think of, because a lot of times, unfortunately, programs can be like college. They go through them and then we think they're ready for the world and they go on, and reality is, you need a family. So we've committed to them.
You know, I just want to interrupt for a minute, because I'm really glad that you have shared that, because that's where I was like, they get them into a junior college or some kind of trade training or something. And really, it's, the emphasis on interpersonal skills that they need to relearn. Good people and how to react in a healthy, wonderful, positive way. That's okay to hug someone because that someone is a good person. You can trust people again, I guess, is maybe a part of the transition.
Well, and think about this, just because you get a job, a lot of times we think you've got a job, now you're out and you're going to be able to make it. And that's just the beginning. Now I need people skills. I need how to deal with rough people.
Yeah.
I need to deal with people that don't necessarily see things with the same value. So they need to come back and say, man, I had a hard day at work today. You ought to seen the client I ran into or whatever. Plus, just everybody needs a mom and a dad. I don't care how old
Amen.
You are,
and
where you come from. We all need parents along the way to just kind of sit down and talk through
things. We all have bad days at whatever that age is.
Yeah.
I'm actually having a good day today, but I've had my days.
So the classes in phase one are physical safety and emotional stability. And the classes are going to be on life skills, understanding safe people and boundaries, celebrate recovery, substance abuse classes, peer mentorship, stuff like that.
Your dad said something about that they don't go back into that lifestyle. It's hard for me to believe that somebody would, but I know it happens because if that's what you know, that's might not be as scary as this new thing. So does that happen where they kind of fall back in?
Yeah, we definitely don't have 100% success rate. I think that would be what everybody would love to come tell you.
I know.
But the reality
I wanna hear that.
That most of the – we've had a very good success rate actually with the ladies. And all the women that have gone through and graduated are still in contact with us. A lot of them are doing well. We will have an occasional – person that will struggle and go back into life, but they're still in contact with us, mm-hmm. which we take as a huge win. So they yes. know that we're safe and then they know that we're still talking to them. But you have to understand, if you've been abused from 13, 14, 15 years old, and all you've ever known is this is what love is and this is how life is,
exactly.
You want to, you know, then also that leads into drug addiction. And I don't think people really understand how big the pull of drug addiction is. And so when that's your life and it's just been fast and crazy and, you're now, you know, having to get to the end of yourself and say, hey, I really want change and I really want to, you know, sometimes it takes people multiple times of
yeah.
kind of slamming their head against the wall before they realize, hey, I really do want to take
right.
this serious. And
yeah.
so we have people that will return and go through some of the programming.
That
and
stuff. Makes complete sense, especially if drug addiction has been a part of the way they were enslaved.
Every single one of the women we work with has, I can't tell you of one that hasn't been had some form of drug addiction. It is very much intertwined.
But you have to have drug addiction to be able to perform 10 to 15 times a day.
Yeah.
You are not going to do that in a sane environment.
Right.
So you have to come out. And so that's one thing we're, as a ministry, are getting more into is rescuing people when they come out of that lifestyle.
Right.
Because for them...
Not
you know,
just the emotional, but the
yeah,
actual
they
physical addiction
to drugs.
They talk about
going to work and how what a normal day like is at work. And for them, it's kind of boring because they're used to running on drugs and doing this and that 24/7. And they're just wound up like
yeah.
a hamster on a wheel. And so we come in, it's like life doesn't happen like this.
Right.
So now tell me, how do you live in a slower world, if that
yeah.
makes sense?
Exactly. All right. Believe it or not, we're up against our last break. The time is scampering away. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. We will be right back after this break.
The Bonner County Fair is right around the corner, August 16th through the 19th. There's all the great fair food, exhibits, displays, livestock, and more. Demolition Derby, Challenge of Champions, Bull Riding, and Barrel Racing, the Ranch Sorting Event, and the special Summer Nights Concert featuring the local favorites Maya Kohal and Devin Wade. Log on to BonnerCountyFair.com. That's the Bonner County Fair at the fairgrounds in Sand Point, August 16th through the 19th.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest membership savings book, arriving exclusively in members' mailboxes this week. This savings book is packed with 20 pages of everything you need for your Northwest lifestyle, from camping gear to water sports, tools and paint for projects around the house, plus pantry essentials and so much more. Bi-Mart has it all covered for less. Save now with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Rachel, you look amazing. What have you been up to?
Thanks, Megan. I finally left the 9-to-5 grind and got certified as a yoga instructor by the ISSA Yoga and Wellness Academy.
Wait, you're a yoga instructor now?
Yes, and I love it. I've turned my passion for health and wellness into a business. It feels so good helping people improve their lives, and I basically get paid to look and feel great.
That's amazing. Was it hard to get certified?
No, the ISSA Yoga and Wellness Academy Academy makes it super easy. You can get certified in as little as 5 weeks at your own pace and 100% online. Once you're certified, you do what you want. Start your own business, work at a studio, or just do it as a side hustle. Yoga instructors can make over $72,000 a year.
Incredible. How do I get started?
Just send them a text. It's free.
Text GREAT to 200-300 to get started today and be certified with the ISSA Yoga and Wellness Academy in as little as 5 weeks. Just text GREAT to 200-300 right now to get started for free. Text the word GREAT to 200-300. Text GREAT to 200-300.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Hefty to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text HEFTY to 42424. That's Hefty to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We've got it going on today for you with Randy and Caleb Altmaier. They are the CEO and founders of the ministry called HRC, which is Helping Rescue Captives. It's an anti-trafficking support organization bringing freedom and safety to women who have been exploited. There are many children and boys and that, but their focus is on women. I think, Caleb, you said 17 to maybe 28 or 30 or, well, any upward age.
We've had all the way up to close to 40.
But not the little kids. So let's talk about, I'll just repeat, HRCministries.com is the way you can learn more about this organization. Let's get people involved. What are some of the fundraising events that you have coming up?
Yeah, so we just have one more for the end of the year, but it's our big annual gala, and it's at the Spokane Convention Center on September 22nd. And it's going to be our biggest event, and we're going to be sharing a lot of information that we've been working on behind the scenes and just some transitioning things that we're going to be doing as well as some expansion. Mainly because last year when we sat down as a board, we realized that when HRC started, it was more of an outreach organization, and we opened up the Safe House for Trafficked Victims. And over the next 3 or 4 years, that became our sole focus. And so last year we shut everything else down and focused on trafficking. And we realized at that point, we really wanted to focus on prevention, preventing somebody from being trafficked and bringing awareness. So we have 4 classes that we rotate every 2 weeks at our education center. Just trying to train people on trafficking, how traffickers groom their kids, how to keep your kids safe online, and then how to work with women coming out of trafficking.
I really like the idea, if I can interrupt, that so this training that you are doing now, or you're talking about expanding to, so parents that want to keep their kids safe, they are not exploiting, but they don't want their kids to get,
right,
you know.
Absolutely. And like how to check what your kids are looking at on the phone. I think trafficking, most of the grooming happens online through apps now. So knowing who your kids are actually talking to on social media is extremely important. So we've been doing that. We really focused a lot on awareness this last year. And then we've been doing recovery services for the last 3 or 4 years. And so in the fall, we're going to be kind of rolling out our intervention plan. And I think the main reason is because we've been getting so many phone calls from local people. You know, 5-7 years ago when we started this, the networks were asking us to do long-term care.
because that was what was needed. And now there's some good long-term care organizations out there, but there's still a significant need for intervention and for emergency
Define
services.
Define intervention for our audience. What do you mean when you say that you want to move now more into the intervention? What is that?
Yeah, so if somebody contacts us and they are in immediate, they need immediate emergency services, we have to have a plan. We have to be able to go out and work with the police department. We have to be able to have a place for them to go, even if they're coming right off of drugs. How do we immediately get them when they're ready? We've got to be ready to take them.
Literally rescue them.
Yeah. And I think the best way I could describe that is if there, you have a beautiful river here, and if we were standing looking at the river, you would need three different types of people. You would need a group that goes to the city and says, if you kept seeing kids drowning in the river, you'd need somebody to run to the city and say, stop going down there, kids are drowning. And that's what our awareness and prevention teams do. And then you would need people at the side of the river that say, hey, now that you've been rescued, we're here to help you go through and process all that trauma. And that's your recovery teams.
You need somebody to jump in
the river.
You have
to jump in the river. So there has to be teams of people that are able to jump in the river and get these ladies. And so that's what we're going to be explaining our strategy and plan at this year's gala.
That is really exciting to hear, because that was kind of the focus of Sound of Freedom, where they were actually just going in and under very difficult circumstances. So the gala is coming up September 22nd. People can donate to that and support that, even if they can't attend in their
certainly,
tuxedos.
Yeah, you can certainly, or just go onto our website and donate. That's also very easy to do.
What about people that, I don't know if we have listeners themselves, but they may know people in the surrounding Spokane metro area that would want to volunteer? Are you always looking for volunteers, or you need people?
Yeah, there's on our website under the volunteer section, there's about seven different ways that you can get into volunteering with us. And so if that's something you'd be interested in doing, we would ask you just to go onto the website, fill that out, click what you're interested in, and then we have a team that will reach out to you. And there's certain classes you'd have to go through and background checks and all of that. But,
of course,
you know, there's also volunteering for events and helping do, fixing up facilities. And there's quite a lot of different opportunities.
How many employees do you have in the organization that are paid
well,
staff?
I just do. So we also have a thrift store. And so when I'm looking at our payroll, I know there's about 20 something on our payroll, but a lot of those are our thrift store employees.
Oh, okay.
And so I think the last time we were looking, I think it's about 10, about five in the office and five in the actual
store.
Yeah, working with the ladies, and then another 10 that are in the store.
In the store. And then how many volunteers, more or less, do you have?
That's a great question. I would have to talk to Anya about that, because our event team has their own volunteers. I would say we probably have overall, we'll probably have over 100 people.
I love that ratio that you've got employees to volunteers. That's a good, healthy organization.
Yeah.
Because this doesn't cost these women anything. From the time they are flown in or transported into you or any other center that offers this, and then the classes and the counseling your dad was talking about, and the transit is all provided for them.
And it's something we're looking into. It's something we have to dive into. So also, what happens when we get a call from a kid? We need to be able to offer counseling for them too. And there needs to be services for them as well. And if they need a different long-term care program, we need to figure out where to get them into a long-term care facility. And that's the thing I think people don't quite understand. Most of the women that we help locally, we have to get them out of town.
Mm.
And most of the women that are in our longer-term program aren't from here. It's very challenging to go through a full recovery service in a city that you've been trafficked in.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Plus, you're still around the people.
And the drugs.
Yeah, the drugs, everything that's familiar, that street corner, whatever that you knew. I had a grandson who previously was involved when he was younger, and it was the same thing. He needed to be taken out of where he knew his friends were or his supplier, and that made all the difference.
Makes a huge difference.
All the difference. Yeah. Well, praise God for you guys in this program. I just, I thank you so much for being with us today. Randy Altmaier, Caleb Altmaier, all the crew, all the team at HRC helping rescue captives, HRCministries.com. You can find them online and, I don't know that I'll make it to the gala, but I support you guys, and I just pray God's blessing and prospering on all that you do.
Awesome. Thank you
so much.
God
bless you. All right, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. Come on back next week. I get to talk with Wayne Hoffman. He's the president of the Idaho Freedom Foundation. This guy speaks truth, and he is a good guy. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.